from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, well, it's an off day for the Phils today. So I guess Rob Thompson won't be calling on Bryce Harper or JT to pinch hit today, as there is, you know, no game. Big series starts up tomorrow with Atlanta. It's really a chance, I think, it's a chance to put a final nail in the coffin, or the Braves climb right back into it.
That's the first time that song's ever been played on our show.
I think you're right. Another example of when James isn't here, things just improve. That song's not even that great. I just like taking shots at James.
It's a fun song, though.
So Justin Morgan signed it. It's a pretty good song. Justin in for Seltzer. What's it like to have such small shoes to fill, Justin?
I mean, call my guy James here. You know that's my guy.
Come on, man. You kidding me? You have poisoned his food. You say my guy, but you are ready to step right on in.
Yeah? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Justin.
Yeah. No, I can't do that because he is the one. You and Jody.
Oh, really?
I mean, when I was interning with you guys, yes. I think the first, I have a funny Joe story real quick.
The first time
that I met Joe, we talked about just, you know, on air, what he was going to call me when he referenced me.
Uh-huh.
And he said, do you have a nickname? And everybody from when I was 6 years old when I played baseball called me J-Mo. Just Justin Morgenstein. Easy.
J-Mo. Uh-huh.
Immediately, I tell you that, you go, yeah, I don't like it. We're going with intern Justin. And then for the whole summer, was strictly intern Justin. So that was my first Joe interaction ever. Uh-huh. Ever since, been great.
Damn! I mean, that's the way it goes, man. J-Mo nonsense.
Yeah, tough.
So, hey, what's your name? I don't like that.
Well, you were calling me Bop when Joe was out the other week.
I know.
And you were the one intern, John, you called good. Pants the whole summer, which I thought was kind of weird and maybe an HR violation for some reason.
Really?
Well, you called him Pants. I didn't know what that was about. Why is the guy's name Pants?
I'm not sure I remember.
Now we don't even have interns. No interns around.
I know. Yeah. Is that part of why we don't have interns?
Interns are, they're gone.
We were.
All right, so training camp. Yeah, I don't think so. Training camp. Tomorrow, we look forward to broadcasting from training camp. So we expect to have some good interviews from there. And, you know, check out tomorrow's show if you can. By the way, speaking of things to do, call time's yours if you're able. I know a lot of people have been fired up today on the Rob Thompson thing from yesterday. If you haven't been able to call the regular show, but you want to get your voice out there and get it off your chest, time's yours, 215-238-4500. That's how you can always let the world know what you're thinking with time's yours on any topic. By the way, what Rob Thompson was thinking, his justification for the decision yesterday, we'll get to that coming up shortly. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Ron in Pottstown right now. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Ron?
Wonderful to hear from you, Ron.
It's been a little bit.
It has been. As you know, I'm not 16 years old, and ever since I was a kid, sports have been my whole life. And when my dad was in, my dad was career military, and whenever he was deployed and whatnot, sports is where I sort of hid, whether it was playing or following the Phillies or the Eagles.
Yep.
And again, I haven't been able to really follow sports much. As you know, I've been taking care of my son, who's been battling liver disease.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, Ron. We wish you and your son and your family all the best with that.
Unfortunately, on Friday, he passed away.
Ron.
Sorry, Ron.
So sorry to hear that, Ron.
If I'm going to get through this, I'm going to have to immerse myself in sports again. And that's what I'm going to do, because I haven't had the last time I was with the Phillies was with you guys 2 years ago when we went down to see the Giants. So,
Well, Ron, let's make sure the next time we go to a game as a show, and I don't think there's going to be one this year because the way the schedule breaks out, these afternoon games, there's not as many this year. But the next time we go to a game, which would be next year, or maybe a Flyers game this winter, we will make sure we get you there. We would love to see you.
Yeah, I know. It's just, like I said, it was funny the other week when I was following the White Sox, because that 61 Phillies team that lost 23 in a row,
yeah.
I was worried the White Sox were going to break that record, and that's the I love that team.
Look, they're gonna break the bigger record. They really might break the Mets record from 62.
Oh, my gosh. I was so worried about that record. The Phillies still break my Phillies record. But I had two Eagles points, Jeff.
Yep.
I called middle of the year last year, and I said about Nolan Smith. I said, you know what? Nolan Smith's injured. And then at the end of the year, I see he had his shoulder cleaned out. And he's been off to a good start this year. I just wish he'd wait a little more.
I don't know about that. He's got two sacks, but I'm hearing from people.
He was unblocked.
Yeah.
On both.
And, Ron, they're playing him pretty deep in these games, which is not a great sign for him.
You don't think
I mean,
so,
take
so.
A guy like Mekhi Becton. He gets one series, and he's out. And it's like, all right, dude, that's your job.
But I think that's Fangio, Joe. I think Fangio wants to see him.
Well, I agree with you, but notice he doesn't want to see Jalen Carter. I mean, they were literally both first-round picks the same year.
Yeah.
One guy doesn't play. The other guy plays into the second half. Think about that.
I wanted to say one more thing, though.
Sure.
I'm a Bryson Stott fan. And I thought he'd be a perennial all-star every year, and I don't know what it is, Joe. Maybe it's just me, but I can't put my finger on it, but I think there's something wrong with him, and I don't know what.
Well, I don't know what.
He's had a rough year.
He has.
I don't know that there's something wrong with him. We see his defense. He made another incredible play defensively yesterday.
He did.
I feel like he's just been struggling at the plates. They've got a little bit of a book on him, maybe. He's always had such a great eye. Maybe he's getting a little impatient right now because it's not quite as easy as it had been previously.
Yeah, Ron, I don't know what the what is. I agree with John. There's three or four different explanations, and it's probably some combination of all of them. But we're all hoping he breaks out of it because, yes.
I have a lot of faith that if anyone's going to come break out of a slump, it's a guy who's a baseball head, a guy who cares as much as he does.
I still feel pretty good, but, you know, I'm a little wobbly here. All right, Ron, give me.
I just can't believe it's been as bad.
I know.
Or, as tepid, lukewarm.
That's fair.
He's a really good player.
Yeah, Ron, give me a great answer for the Incubus tickets. A mystifying decision.
Well, mine for me is a personal thing. I could never steal when my wife was married to me for 48 years. I have ADD and CTE, and I'm a handful. And I have to take pills to go to bed, pills to wake up. I'm Elvis Presley without the money or the gun.
Well, listen, Ron, you take care of yourself. I'll be in touch with you off the air. God bless you and your family. Really, Ron, you know how much we care about you, buddy.
I can't thank you enough. I really can't. I'm hurting right now.
I know you are.
I'm sorry.
All right, Ron. We will talk very soon. God bless him. Well, look, we know one of the things is there's a lot of people in society going through a lot. And, you know, when sports is an outlet and our show can be an outlet or the station, we're happy to be here for people, but we just wish you weren't struggling and suffering the way you are. And a lot of people do. It's tragedy is just an awful thing. I've been through it a couple times in my life, and it's the worst. Let's go to Chuck in Cherry Hill.
You can hear it in Ron's voice.
Of course you can.
I mean, just the moment we heard him.
Yep, no question.
Our hearts are with you, man.
Chuck, what's going on, buddy?
Well, I don't know right now. Wow.
Hello, Chuck.
Yeah, when you're talking to Ron, I'd love to offer him our seats, not the whatever, but they're really good, really, really good in back of the Philly dugout. And if you could facilitate that, when you reach out to
them. Well, I appreciate it. When do you have the tickets, Chuck?
You tell me. If we don't have them for that date, we'll get them. So just you tell me.
I appreciate that. I'll get in touch with him. I'll present that to him.
It does show you what a medium you are. Sports is, even at a time in grieving, it's just unbelievable to have an outlet like that. Also, great job by Major League Baseball Williamsport last night to see the kids trying to get Judge's autograph. It's just something you got to watch.
So I didn't see that. So what did they do? So what happened
there? They're just going ballistic. They're going nuts. I mean, these kids are jumping 4 feet in the air, screaming, don't stop now.
Well, they're probably one-third of Judge's size, right? I mean,
mammoth.
He is a huge human being.
Yeah, they're playing ping pong together and all that good stuff. To your caller at 7:30, when you talk about, this was a scheduled loss. There's no such thing as a scheduled loss to a team 13 games below 500 with a minus 110 run differential.
Yep.
These are games you have to win. And Philly doesn't have a soft culture. So what really mystifies me is how Middleton is not intervening. It didn't Ruben Amaro. Now I'm getting old, so my failing memory. Didn't Ruben Amaro last week say, don't worry, you won't see that again?
Yep.
Wasn't he referring to this situation?
He was referring to this exact situation.
I thought so.
Yep.
I thought so. I was doubly surprised.
Now, I don't know the disconnect. I don't know if Ruben got bad intel or...
It certainly sounded like Ruben was told something.
I agree.
That was the intimation I took from
it. I totally agree with that. I thought the same thing, and... I don't know where the cross-up happened, Chuck. I don't know if Rob Thompson had something in mind and changed his mind. I do not know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And when they say you don't want to, pitchers are different when they get them hot and they can't. We respect that. We know you can't get up, warm up. It's an experience for a pitcher. It's different with the arm. But for a batter, to be able to take some soft toss and tunnel work and come out and pinch hit, I can't imagine JT or Harper say, boy, that really took a toll, in mid-September that I pinch hit that Sunday afternoon. It's just not realistic. But what is realistic is if you have to play in that first round and face Sale in a 3, man, that's
not good. And Chuck, I will say this about JT and Bryce, and I don't think it's about them. I think it's about the way the trainers and the coaches view them. But I will say that, listen, those guys are gamers, okay? There's no doubt. I mean, JT is a phenomenal gamer as a catcher. He's caught a ton over the last, whatever it's been, 5 years here and the years before Miami. But I will say, guys in their 20s and their early 30s, have come up, John, in a different culture than you did as an athlete. I mean, it is not inconceivable that this approach is welcomed by some players. Now, I don't like
it. I don't think that JT is one of those players.
But we don't know.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
But I feel, just because you know, just watching him from afar, I mean, it does feel like he's more old school than that.
But, John, you know my theory. When you say that you would want to practice a lot more at training camp, I believe if you were born 25 years ago and things were a lot easier through your high school and college years and your first 4 or 5 years in the NFL, you would not want to practice a lot more because you would have gotten used to this approach. I mean, to me, that's kind of common sense. Anyway, Chuck, sure.
I would not be looking a gift horse in the mouth. I wouldn't be saying, hey, you know, please let me go practice with pads on and hit people twice a day for 3 hours.
I don't buy it. Chuck, give me a great answer for a mystifying decision.
In a collective sense, what was mystifying to me, if you watched the Pete Rose special, is how he could come back to Philadelphia, allegedly on his best behavior, because you're still looking at Hall of Fame possibility, and act like a disrespectful, spoiled brat.
Yeah, that was...
He knew the stakes. He knew the stakes, you know?
Yeah, no, listen, that's a very interesting answer. I mean, that was... Was that 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
Was it last... Was it last maybe, year? No, maybe it was definitely year. 2 years. It's two seasons ago.
I think so. Yeah, but look, that's a pretty good answer. The thing is he's just a crude guy. I mean, I've been around Pete Rose a few times. He's a fascinating person. In some ways, he's really intelligent. But in a lot of ways, he's really crude. But I hear you. I understand what you're saying. All right, let's listen to Rob Thompson. He's certainly not crude. Rob Thompson's a good dude. We're big fans of him. But, boy, sometimes he makes some decisions that just... They leave you befuddled. Let's listen to Rob Thompson after the game yesterday. Asked about JT and Harper finishing that game on the bench, not being used in the ninth inning. What's his justification? What's his explanation? Here you go.
With the time around to play the ninth, why not pinch it with Bryce there?
I wanted to give both him and JT a full day.
In the moment, is that hard for you to not want to put one of your best hitters up there?
Absolutely, but I'm thinking long term as well. Yeah, and that's what I'm thinking about is that this is going to be a tough stretch, no doubt, and we got to be able to handle it, and we got to have healthy bodies and rested bodies, so that we give ourselves every chance to play well.
So here's the thing, John. I think you and I have been doing the show a while together. I mean, this show meaning going back to the midday show, close to 8 years now. I think you know that I am more accepting of some of the modern stuff than you are on the physicality fronts. Like, I'm old school in that I want a player to be in a player in baseball, not in the head, but drill his ribs. You know, there's ways to do certain things in sports. I'm old school. I have been open-minded, for instance, to Jalen Hurts not playing. I'm very open-minded. Preseason, I don't think it matters if Jalen Hurts plays 6 plays, 12 plays, or 0 plays. I really don't. So I'm okay with that in the year 2024. I've come around on that. This is one I'm certainly not around on yet. I mean, the idea... that it would tax, because Bryce would be the main guy you go to there. You'd go to Bryce Harper with one on and no one out in that spot. I mean, you could invert them, but then chances are JT would be the one to bat afterwards to bat for Stubbs. I think the order would be Bryce first, JT second. The idea that it would tax either one of them so dramatically that it would give the Phillies a lesser chance to win the World Series than a greater chance, I just don't buy it.
It does make me wonder. It just makes me wonder if their bodies are in worse shape than I thought.
Well, I'm sure they are. Listen, it's late in the year. Five-sixths of the year, almost five-sixths of the year is over. I mean, three-quarters of the year is over. I'm sure their bodies are beat up. But you can't tell me, like, if they can play a full game on a Saturday and a Friday and a Thursday, you can't tell me that they can't play an at-bat on a Sunday. And then, God forbid, if you have to get in there for an inning or two and play defense.
There has to be an important set of reasons to send such a soft message to your team. Like, it felt like the team was responding. It felt like the team was working through the tough times, and we were finally sort of taken off on the right foot. You know, you got 4 games under your belt in a row, and the offense is working the way we want it to. Guys are taking the ball where it's pitched. Guys are, you know, singles. There was a game in there, but I guess it was, it felt like we were scoring almost exclusively with singles, not home runs. So we're manufacturing this stuff. We're stealing bases. It felt like we were back. And then, boom, soft.
Yeah.
We're not going to ask you guys to.
I don't like it. And Johnny, I will say this, and I'm going to apply it to our show.
I don't hate it as much as you do, but it feels frustrating
sure.
that we missed out on an opportunity.
So I just want to apply this to not only our show, but I think this goes for a lot of people in any number of walks of life, whatever you do professionally. There is something to be said for when you are on vacation. It might be a trip, it might be a stay at home, but when you are not working and it's a day off because you've taken a vacation day, it is really nice when you don't get bugged by somebody from work. There was a situation yesterday, I thought about texting James, I thought about texting Wechter, and I knew they were both going to be off today, and I thought, you know what? Let me not bother. I'll only go to them if I really need them mm-hmm. while they're out. And so I didn't bug them, and I'm happy I didn't bug them. So I get that. Like, when I went away 2 weeks ago, I get how nice it is to kind of get off the grid. It really is.
But this is a game hangs in the balance.
That's my point, John.
They're there. I mean, this isn't a case of you took the day off and you're with your family.
Totally.
You're with your girlfriend. They're there. They are there to pinch hit.
And it's not asking them to go play half a game in a football game.
No.
It's an at-bat in baseball. And if you tie it up, then you might have to play an inning or two in the field. I mean, these games don't even go to 16 innings anymore. There's no extra inning games that go on and on and on and on, because every half inning starts with someone, you know, at second base. So obviously the old school long game doesn't really happen ever anymore. It might happen in the postseason. That'll be really cool whenever that happens. Maybe it's going to happen once every 10 to 20 years in a postseason game, but you don't get that anymore. So, okay, you tie it up, you might have to play an inning or two in the field. I don't get it, man. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. Time's yours and a lot more up ahead on 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.